Coming up on episode number 1202, it's the Chiefs and the Twins. And your first thought is, wait a minute, is this some sort of sports podcast? No, no. I'm talking about the Kaiser Chiefs and the Thompson Twins, both of whom feature a member that is celebrating a birthday today. For the Kaiser Chiefs, it's Ricky Wilson. And for the Thompson Twins, it's lead singer Tom Bailey, born 20 years apart. On this, well, one on this day, one tomorrow, but it qualifies. It is the Kaiser Chiefs and Thompson Twins tribute show. Cover stories coming up right now on Coverville. Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another episode, another two cover story episode featuring covers of bands whose members are celebrating birthdays. I mentioned that at the top of the show that Ricky Wilson of the Kaiser Chiefs is turning 40. Meanwhile, Tom Bailey, the lead vocalist for the Thompson Twins, is turning 60. So happy birthday to both of those guys. We're going to start things off with the Kaiser Chiefs. And this cover, a lot of covers by the Kaiser Chiefs, only a few covers of the Kaiser Chiefs. So we're going to sprinkle those liberally throughout these first couple sets. Let's start off with this one. Originally by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, also Gladys Knight and the Pips recorded a version, but it was the version by Marvin Gaye that everybody's familiar with, and certainly the biggest single version of the song. I'm talking about I Heard It Through the Grapevine. The Kaiser Chiefs recorded this for the Help a Day in the Life compilation. We're going to hear it right now. Here are the Kaiser Chiefs, I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
About to lose my you be my baby? I heard it through the grapevine. How much longer would you be my baby?
You let me know, should I stay or should I go? Hey, you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, there will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me. You don't want me, set me free. Exactly who I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? So come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you've got to let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble.
My brain is not damaged, but in need of some repair. girls and the young. Life touched my hands in a dream of golden skies. From now on, you can't forget our future plans. Night took my hands with the turning golden skies. From the night and the light, our plans are golden in your hand. Light touch my hands in a dream of golden skies. From now on, you can't forget our future plans. Night touch my hands with the turning golden skies. From the night and the light, all plans are golden in your hand. Light touch my hands in a dream of golden skies. From now on, you can't forget our future plans. Night touch my hands with the turning golden skies. From the night and the light, all plans are golden in your hand.
From the New Musical Express NME Awards compilation from 2008, those are the Kaiser Chiefs covering Golden Scans by the Klaxons. Great version right there. And it's funny because that's one of those songs where I know the cover way more than I know the original. I know that version and love that version. And I don't even know if I've even ever heard the original Klaxons version of Golden Scans, but I really, really like that. Modern Way, right before that, that is the Buena Vista Sound from the Rhythms del Mundo Cuba album, the sequel to their original Rhythms del Mundo album. Came out in 2006 and does feature Kaiser Chiefs joining them for vocal duty. On that track, Should I Stay or Should I Go, the Clash's song covered by the Kaiser Chiefs, that one for BBC Radio 2's Sounds of the 80s, a tribute album that came out just a few years ago, 2014. Of course, new current bands covering 80s bands, as you might guess from that description. Love's Not a Competition, But I'm Winning, covered there by Paramore. Also from the BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge, Volume 3 in 2008. And we start off with the Kaiser Chiefs covering, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Gladys Knight and the Pips, but most famously Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine, that one for the Help, A Day in the Life compilation album, charity album. Only featured about 3 covers on there, but they're all really, really good. And you've probably heard one of them here on Coverville, or you've picked up that album yourself and you enjoy it. Let's get to another set here. I'm going to throw a few of the goofier Kaiser Chiefs covers in the middle of this one, but we're going to start off with something that's a little more straight ahead. In, 2007, the BBC put together a 40th anniversary tribute to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, getting a bunch of newer artists to cover it. I think it took place over one full day at Abbey Road Studios, and each band came in, recorded it. They did a lot of it live on the radio, or played a lot of it live on the radio, and as far as I know, never actually released an album. So you're getting to hear this as kind of a bonus. This is the Kaiser Chiefs and their cover of the Beatles' Getting Better.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. You're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better, a little better all the time. I have to admit, it's getting better. It's getting better since you've been mine. Me used to be angry, a man, me hiding me head in the sand. You gave me the word, I finally heard. I'm doing the best that I can. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
Listening pleasure, the Old Geezer Chiefs.
Watching the people get blurry, it's not very pretty, I tell thee. Not very pretty, I tell you. I thought he kept it in the city centre on a set.
Actually, I prefer sort of Richard III.
Separately. Hang on, we're going to miss the Smeaton bit. There we have. Never mind.
Here we go.
Here comes. He looked the wrong way at a policeman. But he was very unusual.
Never come to speak.
It's a shame, but it's true.
I predict a riot.
Oh, not now.
I predict a riot.
I've got my homework to do.
Oh, that's better. I tried to get into my taxi when I was set upon by a casually dressed man.
Some sort of sporting attire.
Yes, he'd seen it first and he wanted to punish me. Then there's this issue of the naked ladies.
I'm into a bit of S&M myself.
I think unless they get to a chippy, they're going to catch their deaths of cold. They're not terribly sensible, are they?
They're not very sensible, but they're rather attractive in a sort of slutty sort of way.
I would have thought that. Ooh la 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 la.
We're not here. Look the other way. Nothing to see here. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oh, it's a chorus again.
I predict your rise.
I think you're right.
I predict your rise.
And could someone phone my money?
I predict your rise. I predict your rise.
Put that pencil down. You'll have so much I am.
If there's anybody left in hell but they don't want to be out of there.
Guitar is coming. Put the guitar down.
Watching the people get leery, it's not very pretty, I tell you.
It's not very pretty at all.
Not from where I'm standing. It's absolutely disgusting. That's that chicken again. He played an egg. Nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. That's where I want to be, not here. Please stop spitting. I tell you what I predict is a bloody great punch up the bracket if you don't shut up.
Look at me like that, will you?
Don't you raise your fist at me, young man.
I'm not raising anything.
I'll let you know I was in the under-12s rugby. Ow!
Stop it!
Oh, you really are quite rough.
Yes, I am.
Oh! Are you working class or something? Leave me alone. Is this what rioting is?
Yes.
I love it. I'll have another pint of Guinness. I've never been in a riot before. How's this one going?
It's going quite well, isn't it? I quite enjoy
it. It's sort of fun. I prefer Glyndebourne.
I don't like the look of him over there.
He looks rather small. I'm going to punch him. Right, watch me.
Yes.
One for us.
Yes, jolly good.
Are there any more small ones?
I think we've had enough of this riot, don't you? Shall we stop this riot? I think right here.
Upon my
Kaiser Chiefs, channeling Roger Daltrey and company, The Who's Pinball Wizard, that they performed for the 2012 closing ceremonies for the 2012 Olympics. I guess you would have the 2012 closing ceremonies as part of the 2012 Olympics. They released that on an album called A Symphony of British Music, Music for the Closing Ceremony. It was amazing. Great stuff, and a great cover there by the Kaiser Chiefs. I think, wasn't that the last time that the Spice Girls all performed together, too? Was part of that closing ceremony deal. It was so good. Kaiser Chiefs also before that doing Flowers in the Rain, originally by The Move, covered there for the Radio 1 established 1967. It was a 40th anniversary tribute to BBC Radio 1 with covers of songs from 1967, as you might guess. The Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, from the first album they released in 35 years, Neil Innes and company back again with a comedy album, I Predict a Riot, one of the only covers on that album, certainly the only cover of a modern song on that album, which was called Pour l'amour des chiens, I think it's called, from 2010, covering the Chiefs, I Predict a Riot. The Wurzels, who also appeared as part of that Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, cover. I'm all tangled up here. The Wurzels before that with a cover of Ruby. What I meant to say is they also appeared on that Bonzo Dog Doodah Band cover as well. That Wurzels track comes from their album, A Load More Bullocks, from 2010, also covering the Kaiser Chiefs. Ruby. And then the Kaisers themselves with a cover of the Beatles' Getting Better. They recorded that for that 40th anniversary tribute to the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album that the BBC staged in 2007 with them performing live covers on the radio there. Really, really amazing project, and they did such a cool job with that. And there's that. That's going to close us out for the Kaiser Chiefs portion of the show. But, oh no, we're not done. We're going to have the Thompson Twins coming up here in just a moment. What I want to do first is tell you about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville, and that sponsor is Amazon.com. We haven't done an Amazon.com tribute in a while. But by golly, we're going to do one now. Amazon, you know, they've got you covered with the listener purchase of the week. I like to go through and see what people have bought on Amazon.com and like to pick something out. How about this one right here? Somebody picked up something called the Calzero Black Without Upper Ventilation Holes. I want to see what this is. What is this thing? This is a shoe. It looks like a croc. It looks like a croc, folks. It's an Italian-made rubber shoe. A clog, if you will, without upper ventilation. Oh, I've totally lost it here. There's about a dozen different colors, and these clogs look, they look like Crocs. I'll just say that right now. But I think they're way better made than Crocs, plus they're Italian. So there's that. It's just one of the many things that you can get as part of a link to the Amazon e-commerce shop, the Amazon site. They've got everything you could possibly need, from computer equipment to food to everything. And what I'd like you to do is swing by Coverville, stop by, you know, do a little drive-by Coverville on your way to the Amazon shop to go spend some money. All you need to do is just click on any Amazon link that you find on the Coverville site. There's a banner, there's other links that you'll find in the show notes. Anything you put in your cart and purchase after you click one of those links to get to their site helps out Coverville. All that stuff goes right back into the Coverville coffers for production and bandwidth and stuff like that. It's Amazon's got you covered with the listener purchase of the week. All right, let's take a trip back in time to the 80s. To a little band called the Thompson Twins, a very underappreciated band. I mean, they had their string of hits, but man, it's a criminal that you don't hear a lot about the Thompson Twins these days, because they deserve their due. They were fantastic. And if you don't believe me, this first song will bring back so many memories of 16 candles and eating a birthday cake while you sit on a dining table with the love of your life. Yes, I'm talking about the Thompson Twins song, If You Were Here. This one performed by Ben Lee and Spittoon as part of the In Their Eyes tribute. 90s teen bands versus 80s teen movies. Here are Ben Lee and Spittoon and If You Were Here.
To say words just finish in the haze.
I was feeling cold and tired, yeah, kind of sad and uninspired.
When it almost seems too much, I see your face and sense the grace and feel the magic in your touch. Ooh. So many dreams, I have never felt the grace that I have felt in your embrace.
Well, I was sad, I was killed, yeah, with the hunger in my soul.
When it almost seems too much, I see your face and says the grace and feel the magic in your touch. Ooh, lay your hands
on me. Lay your hands on me.
hands on.
So come on, lay your hands on me, 'cause close to you is where I really want to be.
And if it ever gets too much, I see your face and says the grace and feel the magic in your touch. Forgiveness, though I don't know just what I'm asking it for. Warm. loving start, let loving start. Hold me now,
hold me in your loving arms.
Oh, warm my heart,
warm my cold and tired heart.
Stay with me,
save me.
Let loving start, let loving start.
Spare.
think it's just too late. While the car is ringing in the drive, and I'm not the sort to wait. The bigger, the better. Some Nick from Old Saigon, collected from around the world. Love lies on and on and on and on and on.
Lies, 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 yeah.
They're gonna get you.
Lies, 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 yeah.
They won't forget you.
That is The Click Five with their cover of Lies, originally by the Thompson Twins. They covered that for that movie back in 2005, Sky High, which was a story about a superhero high school. I believe it was made by Disney, if I remember correctly. But live-action film, Kurt Russell as kind of the patriarch of the high school there. Really cool stuff. The Click Five and Lies. Before that, the Thompson Twins covering Cole Porter's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That was part of a 1990 tribute to Cole Porter called Red Hot and Blue, a tribute to Cole Porter. It's like a series of about five or six albums that they've had that are like that. Trying to remember all the other ones. There have been several, and I can't remember them, but they're all really, really good tributes to earlier artists. Duncan Sheik, from his album Covers the 80s from 2011, with a cover of Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins. Foggy Notion kind of had a Howard Jones feel to it, I think. Lay Your Hands on Me, that one submitted to Coverville, an exclusive here. Ben Lee and Spittoon starting us off in that set with a cover of If You Were Here, that one originally from the soundtrack to 16 Candles, and cover there for a project called In Their Eyes, 90s Teen Bands versus 80s Teen Movies. Wonderful way to start that last set of Thompson Twins covers. That is going to bring us right to the end of the show, though. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this. Email me, please. If you enjoyed what you hear, or you have some requests, suggestions, ideas, whatever, email me requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. Or, hey, just call the phone number 1-877-7-COVER-9. That is a message. You can leave your recording, leave your message there. It's a recording. You leave a message on a recording. And then if I play your request or idea on the show, then I'll play your audio to go along with it if you like. For everything else, go to coverville.com. By the way, right now, limited number of shirts. We had a few extra of the Jazzness shirts, and currently the new Coverville Citizen shirts and Coverville Patreon shirts are at the printers. So before those get back, I need to clear out a bunch of shirts. So go check out the store, buy some stuff, and those limited edition Jazzness shirts just went on sale yesterday. We're already half gone from what we had in stock, so make sure you go check that out. Coverville.com, and there's a store link right on the top of the page. Go check out those Super Mario t-shirts from the Jazzness Project. All right, do that. In the meantime, see you next week. In addition to a couple other cover story sets, we're going to have a set paying tribute to Janis Joplin, who would have turned 75 next week. Holy cow, Janis Joplin. So look for that next week. Until then, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CACHEFLY, CashFly.com. Be sure to follow Coverville on Twitter and Facebook. That's at Coverville, of course, in both places. And make sure you check out the Frog Pants Ultra Feed. Yes, Coverville's part of that. And when you listen to that Ultra Feed, you'll find podcasts so good, they'll always predict a riot.
part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.